New Orleans is getting a lot more colorful lately. Local and national artists are turning blank brick and concrete walls into massive outdoor artworks, including five new murals that were recently unveiled on downtown buildings. Today, we're talking to Arts Council Executive Director Heidi Schmalbach about new movements in public art and how it can transform the local community. Hello, Heidi, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Renee. Thank you.
Unframed is the name of this new mural project downtown. Tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely. So Unframed is a project that the Arts Council conceptualized and then partnered with the Hellas Foundation to fund. The concept was to concentrate a portfolio of five large-scale murals in a walkable area in downtown. So we were lucky enough to work with the Hellas Foundation and then with the five incredible muralists and teams.
Tell us a little bit about the artists and who they are.
The process for selecting artists was really important. And when we designed this project, we knew that we wanted to include a combination of local talent and also to invite national and international artists to be part of this exhibition. We have one community mural, which was created by Brandon Odom's Be Mike, working with 14 young people in a paid internship from the Young Artist Movement. We knew that off the bat. We have Carl Joe Williams, Team AC, which is a combination of two artists, Carrie Norman and Adam Modisett. So they both are designers, architectural designers, and their instructors at Tulane. Momo, who has an international profile but actually keeps a studio here in New Orleans. And then the final mural was created by a Polish team called Etam Crew.
I've been reading a lot about creative placemaking, which is kind of a new buzzword about changing our environment by bringing arts and culture into the urban landscape. Is that a trend that you're seeing?
100% it is a trend. And I think it's on balance, it's a positive trend. I think creative placemaking is an umbrella term that refers to a variety of practices that seek to intentionally center arts and culture when we're talking about all different kinds of community development or revitalization efforts. So done well, I think creative placemaking is actually, it's an asset-based approach that works from what a community already has going for it, particularly its arts and cultural assets, and builds from there. I think there's an important counter-narrative that is also happening in this discourse around creative placemaking that is being really developed by a particular writer and thinker named Roberto Bedoya, who is based in Arizona, and I think he's now in Oakland. He critiques creative placemaking for good reason, for being too narrowly focused on purely economic outcomes. Oh. So, for example, if your measure of success is increased property values, we have an issue.
Right.
Because obviously artists have been implicated fairly or unfairly in, you know, gentrification schemes for a long, long time.
Right.
So this is it's an important critique. And he really focuses on the objective of cultivating or reinforcing a sense of belonging through creative placemaking, whether that's newcomers, like new immigrant populations to a community, really declaring through their arts and cultural practice, I belong here. Or it's, you know, working to highlight work that's already going on. I think that's a really important critique, and he calls it placekeeping.
How can people find the five murals that comprise Unframed?
They're all in the Arts District, and there is a map both on the Hellas Foundation's website. We have printed copies kind of spread throughout the Arts District, so you can find a postcard and pick up a map, and then it's also on our website.
For more about Unframed and public art in New Orleans, go to the Arts Council website at artsneworleans.org or go to vianolavie.org to read more with Heidi Schmalbach. Thank you so much, Heidi, for being here today. We have really enjoyed talking to you about public art and all the wonderful things it does for us.
Thank you so much, Renee. It was fun.
In New Orleans, I'm Renee Peck.